She had a huge song here in the States with Want You Back. Got your girl, Cher Lloyd, sitting down right now for the Ralphie Show. We ask the hard-hitting questions here on the Ralphie Show, Cher. So first question, when you make that noise at the end of your song, that brrr, do you spit into the microphone when you do that?
I tend to not spit because I've learned how to do it without spitting.
Show me. Come on, let's go.
All right, wow, that's a talent. How did you cultivate that, Cher? Please break it down. This is like VH1 Behind the Music right now.
Right. Are you asking me how I came up with that?
Well, that and also how you're able to do it without slobbering all over.
Right. It takes a lot of practice and dedication.
Yes.
And hard work. Yeah.
I'm glad you take yourself so seriously.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, this is my life, you know. To do that noise is just everything.
What a crazy year it's been for you. It is so tough for, as I'm sure you well know, for a new artist to come into the States.
Oh, yeah.
With really no other background other than just her music, and to have a song break out and become a big hit. As you look back on this year, can you put it into words or no?
Do you know what? It's crazy to me because, you know, I am that girl that just came from nowhere. She had this
random
song.
At least as far as the
song.
States was concerned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys got the X Factor over here, you know, our version.
No.
You could only, like, see it on the internet.
We would see it on the internet, and then, you know, artists like yourself in One Direction, we would only come to know if they signed with the U.S. label and the label brought them across the pond.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of scary for me. And of course, One Direction doing so well right now.
Why do you say it's scary for you?
It's scary because I'm obviously not from here, and
uh-huh.
Everything's kind of alien to me, and it's so much bigger. You know, in the UK, I could go and do radio for a couple of days, and I've done the whole country.
Right.
Right? It's a lot of hard work, but I realize that you have to put the hard work in to, you know, achieve stuff. And I'm seeing it now.
With the single and the album as well, Sticks and Stones.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Cher Lloyd's here on the Ralphie Show. Of course, people at the label kind of help you out with that transition. Did you talk with any artists that have already made that transition that were able to maybe give you some advice about coming to the States?
I mean, the only thing that people had told me is that it's tough. You know, and if you manage...
And you're like, duh,
and I'm like,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, yeah. Thanks
right.
for that, you know. Obviously, it is.
New song they're playing now, With Your Love. Tell me about that a little bit, please.
It's a very cheeky song. It's very me, you know, and it's catchy. You know, I want all the kids to be
singing.
That's
your MO now, right?
Right.
Don't take yourself too seriously, have some fun.
I want to have fun. And I'm in the process right now of recording the second album.
Oh, wow.
And I was watching my first audition the other day on the X Factor where I sang Kerry Hilson Turn My Swag On.
Uh-huh.
And I looked.
You YouTubed it?
I YouTubed it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to look back on what I used to be like, you know, and where I am right now.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy, but I feel like I lost a bit of my urban side.
Oh.
You know, I've experimented on my urban side a little more.
They asked me to rap, they're not. Please elaborate on that. Are you working with different producers?
Yeah.
Are we going to have like cameos from hip-hop artists and rappers?
This is the time that I want to bring pop and urban right together and make it work. I don't feel that I'm going to be a bubblegum princess anymore. That share's gone.
Okay.
You know, I've grown up a little bit, and
a
I want to do
Cher Lloyd for 2013.
Yes.
I like it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for stopping by. It's great
Thank
to meet you.
You.